This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Two house fires broke out during bitter cold temperatures yesterday. The first was in Fitchburg on Thurston Lane near Verona Road in the Beltline. Two people there were hurt. They're both expected to be okay. The second fire was at a building on the north side of Madison. Dispatchers got the call at about 7:30. Three people were displaced from their homes. One of them was hurt. And a family dog died. Now, the temperature was either below zero or right at zero when these fires broke out, which poses challenges for firefighters. It was so cold that in the aftermath of the Fitchburg fire, they ended up calling over a metro bus so everybody could at least be in the heat while they figured out next steps. The local chapter of the Red Cross is now helping victims of both fires. Bird flu has hit Wisconsin. It's been detected on a farm in Barron County. DACAP and the USDA are now working together with the operator. The next step is to euthanize all the birds on the property, which is standard procedure when avian flu is detected. Now, this was a commercial farm, so they're also working to ensure that none of the poultry raised there leaves the property and enters the market. And Mount Horeb is hitting pause on allowing new vape shops to open in town. The village board passed a resolution putting a moratorium on e-cigarette and vape stores opening. For the next 180 days, there can't be any new shops with 10% or more of their space dedicated to e-cigarettes. Now, their goal isn't to stop all these shops from starting in Mount Horeb. Instead, they want time to examine their own policies and decide whether they want to pass any regulations that are more permanent. And UW Health's hospital on the east side has been named a level 4 trauma center. That means they're able to provide more advanced care for critical patients faster. The hospital has 83 inpatient beds. Meanwhile, the Madison Children's Museum is getting a huge influx of funding. Museum officials announced they've received a $2.5 million grant from the Lilly Endowment, which works to provide character building and well-being opportunities for kids. They plan to use a big chunk of that money to build a new exhibit on the museum's third floor. Plus, they'll buy a new electric vehicle they can bring to off-site events and spread the experience of the museum beyond its walls, something new President Tom Linfield told us earlier this year was a big priority. The case against three Donald Trump allies accused of trying to overturn 2020 election results in Wisconsin will move forward. According to the State Department of Justice, Jim Troupas, Kenneth Cheesebro, and Michael Roman collected signatures on fake documents that said Donald Trump won Wisconsin in 2020. Prosecutors allege they planned to take that paperwork to Congress to get Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes awarded to Trump, even though Biden won the state by 20,000 votes. At first, the three were facing one felony count each, but more charges were filed earlier this week. Now, all three men each face 11 felony counts of forgery, the Dane County Commissioner presiding over the case.
I do find there is probable cause to proceed on the complaint as it's been amended and filed on December 10th, 2024.
After the hearing yesterday, Troupas held a press conference where he accused the attorney general of playing politics and said his professional life was destroyed. The fake elector scheme is more than just Wisconsin. Trump allies are charged with similar crimes in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, and Nevada. And the defendants settled in a civil case that was filed last year that also included the 10 electors who signed the false paperwork. Troupas, Cheesebro, and Roman will have their preliminary hearings in court on January 28th. Each one of those 11 felony counts could carry up to 6 years behind bars. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll cross party lines to support President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Department of Transportation, former Wisconsin Representative Sean Duffy. Baldwin and Duffy met yesterday. Baldwin says her priority is whether a pick will be good for the Badger State, and she believes Duffy would be. She says the two have worked together before and will do so again to provide Wisconsin with clean drinking water, good transportation options, and shipping pathways. Meanwhile, Wisconsinites may have had some confusion over Trump's pick for U.S. ambassador to Mexico. Here's Lisa Hale.
President-elect Donald Trump announced Tuesday that he wants Ron Johnson to be the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. but it's not our Ron Johnson. Wisconsin's U.S. Senator Ron Johnson took to X last night to weigh in on the confusion and remind us that it's a common name. He said, quote, "I never played in the NFL, I wasn't the CEO of JCPenney, and I haven't been nominated to be the U.S. ambassador to Mexico. There are a few of us Ron Johnsons out there," end quote. The Ron Johnson Trump appointed was the U.S. ambassador to El Salvador during Trump's first term in office.
And more than 500,000 Wisconsinites are unpaid family caregivers. They're the backbone of the state's long-term care system. The two largest categories of people they're caring for are elderly parents and disabled children. AARP Wisconsin says they often go without vital support, even though they provide an estimated 538 million hours of care to loved ones each year. As families gather during the holidays, Martin Hernandez from AARP Wisconsin says now's the time for important discussions.
This is an opportunity to come together with family and friends and have those open and frank conversations that people should be having about caregiving, both in the situation they might be currently, but then also planning for the future.
Caregivers spend an estimated $7,000 a year on related out-of-pocket expenses, paying for the kinds of things they need to care for their loved ones. Hernandez says AARP Wisconsin will ask state legislators to once again consider a tax credit for family caregivers of up to $500 in the next session. A bill in Congress for a larger federal tax credit for caregivers has sat in a U.S. House subcommittee for almost a year. And make sure you've got the scraper in the car. We've got a wintry mix headed our way tomorrow morning. It might make for some sloppy conditions. The weather is also going to complicate our view of the Geminids. It's the brightest and busiest meteor shower of the year. Sometimes you can see more than 100 shooting stars an hour. But we'll have a lot of cloud cover and a full moon, making the meteors tougher to see. Not ideal, but your best shot of seeing some shooting stars is tonight around 9 or 10 o'clock. But don't worry, we've got another chance next weekend with the Ursids. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's tournament time for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in the Sweet 16 taking on Texas A&M tonight in Lincoln, Nebraska. This is the 12th year in a row the Badgers women's team has reached the regionals. Wisconsin head coach Kelly Sheffield.
We don't take this time for granted at all. I think any time that you're amongst one of the top 16 teams and playing in the second weekend is very special. It's hard to do. We're happy to be here and we're excited to play. We're excited to get after and get this weekend started.
Marquette plays number 2 ranked Penn State in Pennsylvania. NBA, the Bucks and the Hawks tomorrow in Vegas for the NBA Cup semifinals, game time 3:30. NFL, Packers and Seahawks Sunday night in Seattle. Bo Melton was with the Seahawks and talked about the screaming fans at Lumen Field.
It'd be shaking, it'd be rocking in there for sure. Definitely a loud crowd. They love the Seahawks. Great atmosphere for sure to play in.
That's Packers wide receiver Bo Melton with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. Timothy Chalamet has been getting rave reviews during early looks at the Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown. Another young actor, Paul Mescal, has been tabbed to play Paul McCartney in a new biopic about the Beatles, according to Gladiator 2 director Ridley Scott. Scott is not directing the film, but he spilled the beans in a recent interview while lamenting that he could not get Mescal in his next picture because of the Beatles flick. Puberty reports that Mescal's fellow Irishman, Barry Keoghan, will play Ringo Starr in the film. Disney's Tangled was a big hit that pulled in big bucks at the box office, so naturally the studio is doing what all studios do with a moneymaker, and that is find a new way to remake it. Variety reports that a live-action version of the 2010 film is on the way with the Greatest Showman director, Michael Gracie, attached to tell Rapunzel's story. The original Tangled pulled in almost $6 billion worldwide. In Yellowstone spinoff news, there will be a spinoff of Yellowstone. Deadline reports that Kelly Riley and Cole Hauser will continue their roles as Beth Dutton and Rip Wheeler in the offshoot. It looks like the two characters will survive the purge of Yellowstone cast members as characters have been killed off prolifically in season 5. The series finale airs this coming Sunday night. Hollywood loves to speculate. Wicked and Moana 2 have been raking in big returns when it comes to the box office, and that should continue through this weekend, with Deadline.com reporting that the Moana sequel should be number one again with roughly a $28 million haul, with Wicked in second place at about $20 million. If that holds true, both films will crush Marvel's extended Spider-Verse Kraven the Hunter in Warner Brothers' new Lord of the Rings film, which prognosticators are saying should open at about $15 million and $7 million respectively. Variety reports that there will be a new version of the film American Psycho. Good Lord. Even though this doesn't need to happen on any level, a new interpretation of the novel of the same name will star Austin Butler as Patrick Bateman. The red-hot Luca Guadagnino will direct the film. Guadagnino's two most recent efforts are Queer, starring Daniel Craig, and Challengers, starring Zendaya. Both films were nominated for Golden Globes. And things a really talented and incredibly famous guy says that nobody cares about news, the great Elton John says making marijuana legal in Canada and the U.S. is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Exaggerate much? John was recently named Time Magazine's Icon of the Year and told Time Magazine that as a recovering addict, he believes marijuana is addictive. I'm not saying when he wrote Tiny Dancer, Rocket Man, or Benny and the Jets that he was high, but he might have been high. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. Tonight becoming cloudy, 17 the low. Tomorrow, a little light snow in the morning, changing to rain by mid-morning with around a quarter inch possible by the time it ends tomorrow night. Our high tomorrow near 40. Sunday, cloudy with a high of 41. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's one above.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.